Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Although I have seen video of people getting into these driverless cars, I got to be honest, I don't ever want to be in a driverless car. And I do kind of question whether they will truly ever be effective anyway. It sounds as though driverless cars will be effective in certain areas as opposed to others. And so I want you guys to follow me with this, okay, and get ready to listen to a sound bite that made me think about driverless cars. Because I've seen, you know, videos of it. It's not appealing to me because I'm scared about what the car will or won't do. Okay? But think about this for a second, and I'd love some reaction at 651-461-9226. Author Malcolm Gladwell, he met with and was speaking at an event, and it was talking to media members and the rest of the group. And he stated the reason why driverless cars, he says, won't work in urban areas, which I find fascinating at what he had to say. So take a listen to this. Do you agree? Do you disagree? It's really, in my opinion, hard to disagree with his assessment of it all. Take a listen.
Driverless cars in an urban setting don't work. Because they work too well, right? So what we went is we went to Phoenix where they had Waymo. And I had my producer get in the Waymo. And I ran alongside the Waymo. And I would cut the Waymo off. And the Waymo, of course, because it's got like 58 sensors, would stop instantly, right? And I would run circles around the Waymo. And the Waymo would sit there patiently waiting for me to get out of the way. And I realized, if every car on the road is a driverless car, then there is no penalty whatsoever to pedestrians misbehaving. If you're a kid, why don't 11-year-old boys play soccer on the streets of on 42nd Street in Manhattan? Because they're going to get hit by a car and killed. But if every car is a Waymo, you will totally, they're all going to stop and they're going to wait there for hours until you finish their game. The Waymo is, so the whole point of deterrence, the reason deterrence with human drivers work is that the driver will make a mistake and kill you inadvertently. Waymo will not make a mistake. People are always saying the problem with driverless cars is they'll make mistakes. No. They don't make mistakes, and that's the problem.
That is an interesting take. That's a very interesting take right there with regards to the driverless cars. That if you have all these driverless cars in an urban setting, and they have all these sensors, and you have all these people, they're not gonna, mm-hmm. they're gonna be stopping every 5 seconds.
Yeah, it really.
Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I, I, out of all of the things that I had thought about with these self-driving vehicles, I always figured it would, you know, not be able to figure out when something was in the roadway or, you know, when you're off and you're
when to stop.
Yeah. You know, when you're in a bad spot or something bad could happen. But to hear him talk about it and flip it around, like, I think I had just trained myself that this is the one way. And this is why we say you can change your mind based on the information that becomes presentable to you. A lot of the stuff in life is not static. It's not like this one way and it's this way forever. Like it does, he does make a really good point. Because once people find out, hey, guess what? It won't move if I'm in front. So I don't have any, there's nothing to dissuade me from going about my business and not seating to these vehicles.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way. I think it's super interesting.
Man, that could create some massive gridlock.
Yes. And
I mean, think about
it,
like, nobody's going anywhere with this.
And the point that he's making is not about being in rural areas. He is talking about in urban areas,
yes,
in big cities.
Densely populated.
Like, I see what he's saying. Like, that just what, I mean, you got kids playing soccer in the streets.
Yeah.
And if the Whammo comes up or the driverless car comes up and the kids don't move out of the street, it's going to stop there. What's stopping the kids from continuing to play the game?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean,
log jam.
Oh, I don't care.
Traffic.
You know, we used to play street hockey. Like, we would do that. And, or you do something, and guess what? I don't know if you guys are like, you know, like I, but maybe this is something when I, you know, you grow up in outstate Minnesota. We'd play, and then guess what? We're like, oh, car. Car would go, mm-hmm, and then you go back to play. And it's like, oh, car. But that's just something you learn to do. Yeah, that is such an interesting point. But how do you circumvent that then? I think that almost becomes the next way. Okay, how can you circumvent these obstructions that would prevent you from getting to where you're going to go without it being harmful? It's, boy, it almost seems like there's more trouble with these things than it's worth.
651-461-9226. What do you guys think about this? What do you think of Malcolm Gladwell's assessment of driverless cars in urban areas? Do you agree? Do you disagree? I actually agree with them when you look at the logic behind it. Let me say this, though. I don't ever think, or I don't want driverless cars to be like a big deal. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm anti-driverless cars, that I don't ever want to see one or two.
You don't want that to become the norm?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I still have a hard time believing that when you've got a vehicle that is a dangerous, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Like, vehicles, when they are on the road, they are, you know, several tons of aluminum, steel, electricity. Like, there's so much involved with a vehicle. And do I really want that to be 100% dependent on technology? I don't know. Sometimes you need operator error. Like, and that's, I mean, that's maybe not the best way to put it, but you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
I would feel more comfortable knowing that there was a human element involved, that they could see what is happening, rather than take a chance with a sensor that is working or it isn't working, or there's something. I feel like there's more that could go wrong in a situation like that than could go right.
I guess the only pushback on that, and this is even working against my theory on it, because I see what you're saying. I guess the only pushback on that would be, what do they say now about, it doesn't make any sense. That's a perfectly logical concept. Because I was going to talk about like how airplanes are on autopilot, mm-hmm, but you actually do have humans in the aircraft, though. That's the thing. That's the difference in terms of in the cockpit.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't have the autopilot that is taking off or landing either. Like, you've got autopilot when you are in the air, but yeah, you don't have an autopilot where you're like on the runway. Like, that's all pilot maneuvered. Mm-hmm. So, man, I just, sometimes technology is too much.
I thought you were a fan of technology.
I like technology, but I mean, sometimes can't there be too much technology? Can't we have too much, though?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, oh, this is a great idea. And then you see it start to implement. You're like, well, wait a minute. This isn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Text line says from the 913, what if someone wants to hold up the passenger and a buddy stands in front and won't move? That's the point that he's making, though. That's what Gladwell's talking about.
Yes, yeah.
That's the point that he's making, Texter. And from the 612, Plains Auto Land.
Oh, now, see, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? No, hold on.
I guess I knew that but now
the Plains Auto Land, but like if something was to go, I mean, it's not as though the person in the cockpit doesn't have any way of not working with that.
Yes, yeah, it's not like it's completely out of their hands, I think.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And I think that's maybe I just didn't say it the right way, but yeah, I understand that they auto land, but yeah, there's more control by the pilots in that situation.
The 913, what up? I know about the 913.
Where is that?
I had a 913 area code.
Did you? Is that
when I was living in Overland Park?
Oh, that's Kansas.
Where they from? Where they from? I wonder where they're from.
I don't know.
They can text us showing
love. I didn't even know.
You didn't know that planes can auto land?
I didn't know that it was 100% auto land. I did not know that. I learned something new.
What do they mean by 100%? Are they meaning that if something is on descent, if something goes wrong, then the people in the cockpit have no
control? They have no control over it? They can't override it? Or?
I don't think that's what the text is saying.
Yeah, I may very well be misunderstanding that. Maybe you're misunderstanding it too, but I feel like this is more on me. Because, I mean, yeah, they're going to have to explain. Because, again, now I'm getting confused. Which, I mean, doesn't take much on a regular day.
From the 952, there is a video. The driverless Tesla, 10 out of 10, hit children crossing when the school bus had stopped with red flashing.
Well, I don't like that at all.
But that's Elon, though.
That's true.
Texter. It's Tesla. Driverless Tesla.
Tesla. I got a Tesla. I got a Tesla.
Malcolm Gladwell was talking about the Waymo.
Yeah. I did not. Yeah, a Tesla. Would you ever buy a Tesla?
Never.
Okay.
Did you see the explosion a couple weeks ago?
Oh, like the SpaceX thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think they got a little bit more work to do. I mean, I felt like I was watching Oppenheimer.
The texture says emergency procedure, push a button, it will find the closest airport and land independently. Now, that I didn't know. Texter, thank you for listening to the show. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't either. So, I mean, will it find like a smaller? I mean, if you've got like a bigger airplane, will it go to like the larger airport or will it go to like the Eden Prairie airport instead of going to like Minneapolis, St. Paul International? Is this like
it's
a Brad
fit?
Well, yeah, I mean, is this like a Brad Childress,
it's
Brett Favre
like
situation?
It's not like you're putting a semi in your garage.
It wouldn't
work like that, Chris.
I'm going to go down a rabbit hole tonight, and I'm just fascinated by this.
So wait. Is the texter saying that 100% that pilots have nothing to do with landing the planes at all?
I don't know. Well, the text
is that what they're saying?
I don't know. We want to take a break and then come back to the text line because we got the text lines kind of blown up on this.
Call into the show. This texter, they keep texting the show. Call into the show. I want to hear about this. 651-461-9226, The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, so the guy that keeps texting in is a private pilot. He's flying out of Flying Cloud, and he says he can't talk right now. He's flying right now on autopilot, he says. All right, so this is interesting. And thank you for the text and for weighing in. He says that it will, being the aircraft, will find an airport that has a runway that can accommodate the plane. Now, Flying Cloud guy, I'm going to go with that. There's somebody else that's texting into the show, though, too, from the 320, and they say that planes don't auto-land. They can automatically find the runway from the runway landing system. A pilot still runs the flight systems to land the plane. That's interesting. Let's take a phone call here from Mike in St. Paul. How you doing, Mike?
They're arguing whether the pilot can override, like, autopilots. And in light of this Air India crash, I've been, you know, doing a lot of research and watching the YouTubes and everything. And the Boeing Dreamliner has a system called FADEC, FADEC.
Okay.
It stands for Full Authority Digital Engine Control. And if the software thinks there's a danger of the engine, like starting the wing on fire, it will shut the engine down, and no matter what those pilots do in the cockpit pushing those thrusters forward, it's not going to rev up the engines.
Okay. Go ahead.
At least in the Dreamliner, there are systems where the pilot is completely out of the loop.
All righty. Man, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate that from Mike in St. Paul. And the pilot checks back in. He says that person's not accurate. G7 Vision Jet can completely land. I'm not making any claims. You know me. I'm the scared guy that's up in the air.
Yeah, you're nervous, Nelly.
Yeah, I'm the nervous guy all the time. So I'm going with the people that are the professionals. You know, pilot, he says he's a pilot. He knows what's going on, whatever.
Yeah.
Have at it.
And said crazy.
This is news to me.
Crazy avionics. Yeah. Like, this is so amazing to me. Like, when you get down one of these rabbit holes, which is just so cool, because this is like one of the cool parts of this job, though, Henry. Like, you get into these conversations.
I'm learning from the listener.
Yeah, and then your genuine curiosity kicks in, because it's not always like, hey, you have an opinion and you have to. Sometimes it's like the listeners and the fans out there, they've got information to tell us. And by the way, when is the last time that somebody's actually texted in to the Lake Show when they've been flying?
Like, never.
This might be a first.
Like, it is a first.
Out of my 20, oh God, since 97. So I've been in this business for 28 years. I've never had anybody text or interact while they were in the air. Dude, this is badass, man. This is just like, So the G7 and the Vision Jet can completely land. Okay. And this, I'm going to copy this link because I can't look at it here, but I'm going to copy
it. Yeah, we can't look at it here.
Yeah, we can't look at it here, but I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to put it in a draft because I'm going to look at it later. Dude, this is awesome, you guys. Like, this is so cool.
That is dope. That is dope. And by the way, shout out to my man that used to be in Bonner Springs. Bonner Springs, the 913, but he now lives in Inver Grove Heights. Yeah. He's out there by Shaletta Brundage.
Yeah.
He says, I listened to you in Kansas City when living in Bonner Springs, moved to Inver Grove 2 years ago and love listening to you again. I appreciate that, my man.
Do they follow you? Well, how do you know it's a dude?
I don't know. I'm just.
How whatever. Do you know it's a dude?
I don't know.
I mean, come on now.
I don't know.
Don't gender cast somebody. I mean, it might be a dude. Might be a dudette.
It might be.
Might be a dudette. You got dudettes that listen to the show. I love it. God, this is so, I mean, it's since we started talking about this, like the text line, this is one of those topics, Henry, that is just like, I'm scrolling back through the text line.
When I get, you know, hold on. Well, no, I'll do any commercial break.
Well, no.
Because remember I had my fraternity brother
in studio.
Oh, the
one that's a pilot.
The one that's a pilot.
Yeah.
He flies the big international flights for United. I can't remember which one, but it's like the big, big, big planes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask him. I'm going to text him. I'm so curious about
that. Yeah, I am too. This is just like so, this is so fascinating to me.
And you know what though? I think he did allude to with the pilot that's texting us now.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he allude to that when he came in studio? Didn't he say something basically? He was like, you know, like when we're sitting up there in the cockpit, it's just like, we're just cruising along.
Just kind of hanging
it's
out.
It's just like we're sitting like in the midst of a computer.
You just got to babysit it.
Yes. Yes. I think he did mention that.
Hmm.
But I didn't know. So this is what I'm trying to say to the pilot that's listening and texting. Have I been aware that there's the babysitting that takes place? Yes. I didn't know as much babysitting takes place, though.
I thought it was a lot more hands-on. Like, you know.
So I got a question. When you're going through turbulence, is that
autopilot?
Is that all just autopilot the entire time?
Or, yeah, is it one of those that you start to get that turbulence and then you kind of have to take control and steer steer through?
Or is it just you hit a button and it goes up? I don't know.
That's two radio dudes trying to figure out something that's way.
Two radio dudes that'll never fly a plane.
No. I mean, the most I know about piloting is what I watch from Glenn Quagmire on Family Guy. That's about all I know.
Man. Yeah, I am. This is one of those conversations where I get fired up because I'm so curious about it. I'm dead serious.
Right there, autopilot, 100%.
But now, when I'm flying out to NBA Summer League, now this will all be going through my head.
I know, yeah, you're going to be thinking autopilot. You're going to be thinking that all the time. The minute that you get in that plane, man, the minute that I find out you land, I'm going to be texting you. Did you know you're on autopilot? I'd be like,
don't bother me when I'm on vacation.
You sure?
I'm sure.
I don't bother you when you're not on vacation.
You bother me all the time.
Yeah. That's why I don't see you that much.
You think?
Smart on your part.
Man. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder to talk some WNBA, and they've got big news in the dub. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's been a few weeks, but it's time to check in again with Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Talk some WNBA. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you doing, Henry? Good night. How are you?
I'm good, man. First, I want to start this interview off with in your appearance with an apology. It sounds like you recently were in the press box at Target Field, and one Christopher Tubbs came up to you and was chatting you up, and y'all talked for like 3 hours? Is that true? Because if so, I apologize, man. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. I can't stand when Chris comes up to me in the press box and wants to start talking. I don't like all that talking. Bro, leave me alone. Let me watch the game in peace. So I apologize.
It was all good. It was fun. The game was bad. Anyway.
Nah, you was just being nice. You was being nice. You should have said, "Mind your damn business. Get away from me."
He tried. I didn't listen. He tried. I didn't listen. Believe me, no doesn't mean no with me. No doesn't mean no.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. So this is what I'm going to do for you, Charles. Next time I'm at Target Field, I'm gonna go into the little lounge in there. I'm gonna tell the young man that's in there all the time. I can't remember his first name, but I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna give him like a $10 spot, whatever. Buy a bunch of hot dogs, whatever. So the next time later in the year, if Chris comes all up, then you run in there and say, "Hey, this is on Lakes Tab. Go grab a hot dog," and you throw that hot dog in Chris's face and say, "Be quiet."
I'll be like a seal. Give me more. I'm sitting there mouth open. Or.
Be like, "Eat this glizzy and be quiet."
No. Hey, Joey Chestnut, baby. Joey Chestnut.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, man, I had to crack that. Y'all, when y'all's conversation in a commercial break, I said, "Oh, no, I got to clown Chris. I got to get them jokes off right now." Anyway, let's talk some WNBA, man. Look. It seemed like over the course of a week, a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't like the Lynx were playing bad basketball, but they seemed like they weren't 100% focused during the course of an entire game. They've reined it in. They're playing better basketball. I know that Fee has missed a couple of games over the course of the last couple of weeks, but she's back with the squad. What do you make of what the Lynx have been able to do here over the course of the last 3-4 games, and the fact that they'll be facing tomorrow night the Indiana Fever in that, what do they call it, Commissioner's Cup?
Commissioner's Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the exception of Free because she got hurt. Well, she's back healthy. We hope she's back healthy. They became a healthy club. Alana Smith was healthy. Jessica Shepherd was back from playing overseas for a quick sec. They seem to be settling down to a rotation where I think Cheryl's, you know, sticking to maybe seven to eight players. She's not trying, you know, she's not trying to enter the bench, and she seems to be not experimenting right now. So she really settled down in that. And they're getting some play from two rookies, those two Russian young ladies seem to be fitting in and doing little things that they want to do. So, yeah, I mean, yesterday was a dismantle of a, you know, Connecticut, that's not a good test. Connecticut is struggling big time with injuries, and they just having a real tough year. But they did. They just came out and they finally decided to play from beginning to end as opposed to coming back, you know, struggling the first half and then come back and go crazy in the second half. So yesterday was very good. And then, you know, a lot of people not talking about McBride. You know, they need, you know, she's probably the most overshadowed superstar in years. Nobody, you know, nobody talks about her. You know, she just comes out and just, she kicks butt. She definitely makes things, you know, even when Capicia was out, she was keeping the things going. So they're a great two-woman team. And then you put Courtney Williams in there, who struggled on Friday, but she definitely came back last night. So they're really playing well. And tomorrow will be a good test. This will be a good test whole week. They're playing four games in six nights, including a back-to-back this weekend. So it's going to be this, you know, this game tomorrow doesn't count in the standings. This is a Commissioner Cup. You know what they do, win or lose, that don't count their standings. But it's still a game. And then, you know, they're going to come back and play Thursday. They're going to come back and play Saturday. They're going to come back and play Sunday. And they're not playing slouch. You know, they're playing slouch teams. So yeah, it's going to be a good test.
So
for them.
Well, let me ask you this. Is tomorrow's game already sold out?
It is. You know, it's funny. Indiana people are really pissed off. What happened was the Lynx, as soon as the Lynx people found out the Lynx had clinched a spot, they put the word out right then. And those tickets like got swept up real quick. So there's not a whole lot of Indiana people on there. So they've been really upset.
Well, we don't want them anyway. We don't want them anyway.
Yeah, but it's obviously because of the Indiana, the tickets went much faster than if they were playing somebody else. You know, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be close to a sellout tomorrow.
What will we know about it now? Is Caitlin Clark, is she going to be available? Because she has missed some games recently with the groin.
That's still up in the air. You know how the groins are. That's a day-to-day type of thing. I have not heard so far. The staff report has not come out with Indiana. It has come out for Minnesota. They will not have Katie Sangerson. She's out with a foot injury. So that's the only player that's not going to be playing for sure for Minnesota. The Indiana report has not come out as yet, so I don't know. You know, they're supposed to put the report out 24 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear from Indiana sometime tonight. So as of now, we just say Caitlin is playing, but, you know, if she's not, I'll be honest. Yeah, groin something, you don't rush in. You don't rush back. I don't care. I know what Courtney's playing for that money. So,
yeah.
But you got a long season to play for. You know, I wouldn't put it out there. It's not that important.
Yeah.
Based on the rest of the season.
So who, in your estimation, and we're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, who, in your estimation, is the most underrated member of the Minnesota Lynx team?
McBride.
Hmm. Really?
I mean, by far, yeah.
I think that my Lynx crush is the most underrated player on the team, and that will be one Alana Smith.
I would not argue with you on that, but she doesn't stand out. You can win without Alana Smith. I don't think you can win without McBride.
See, I don't think you can win without either of them. And the reason why I say this is because Smith, she does a lot of the dirty work. She does things at times that just don't come up in the box score.
Right. And she's not a typical center, neither.
Nope.
I can't. It's no argument there at all. I just feel McBride gets overshadowed. They don't, you know, Capicia is doing very well. Obviously, she's on MVP pace season. But McBride, I mean, there's sometimes she just does some things. I mean, you know, you know, they go down a couple of times, they don't score. Next thing you know, McBride gets the ball. Like last night, there was a play where the ball went over and back on Connecticut. She chased the ball down, beat everybody down floor, hit a three. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, I ain't too many people, you know, everybody was just caught the ball, held up, and everybody come down. She just went at it right away. And that showed me that aggressiveness that she has, the quietness that she has when she's aggressive on the floor. So, but no, I would not argue with you at all. I think Alanna Smith has definitely paid her way to being successful on this team. You know, if she wasn't there last year, they wouldn't have got to the finals. And definitely, if she's not there, they will definitely have a hole. They don't have anybody on the bench that can come in and take that spot. So, yeah, I would not argue on that.
Yeah, that's my Lynx crush. Oh, my goodness. I love me some Miss Smith. She woo-wee. She getting her swagger more and more. The better she plays, her swagger level starting to go through the roof. You know, yeah, she need to hang out with Courtney a little bit more.
And she's quiet, and she does not, you know, no, don't have a court on. Then she'll have turquoise hair.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that.
We don't want to hang out that way. I love Courtney, but no, man.
Hey, hold on. Let me text Lindsey Whalen and Rebecca Brunson right now and say, hey, I don't need a lot of – no, I'm just joking. I am just joking. Oh, man. All right, so in all seriousness, look, this is a great day for the WNBA. We'll get back to the links here in a second. But big news in that the league is expanding. – There's going to be expansion teams in Cleveland, Detroit. You love you some Detroit and Philadelphia. Talk about the big news of the day with that expansion.
It definitely caught people by surprise. We knew they were going to talk up. We knew there was going to be another wave of expansion. We didn't think it was going to come out the day before the Commissioner's Cup. So eventually, they took advantage of that, no game scheduled today, anything like that. It's interesting because I didn't see my sources didn't tell me Philadelphia. You know, it was my source was talking about Nashville as one of those slots. So the Philadelphia really caught me by they wanted a franchise. They really caught me by surprise. But then but that's good. Detroit and Cleveland. You know, in Detroit's case, they got sold out and were sold away, so they deserve to have that a franchise there. Cleveland supported that team, but the Gunn brothers, I think they owned it at the time, they gave up on the team, and that's why they folded up. So, it was a good time. It's a piecemeal in. I mean, think about this, Henry. In 5 years, there'll be 18 teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people are complaining, will they have enough slots? Yeah, they will. I've always been advocating they need to expand the rosters anyway. They need to have 15 slots as opposed to a hard 12. Evidently they got money. The money isn't being invested. The highest price was $130 million for expansion fees. So they definitely got the money coming in. So, and the key was, Henry, they had to have a commitment to a facility, a practice facility. They just can't come in as a team. Detroit has a facility. Cleveland's will be building one. Philadelphia's will be having one. They couldn't come in without that.
Yeah.
You know, Portland is getting it good. So that was the key to that. So, it was great news. It was great news. It's people have been cramming for expansion for years. I've been hesitant about saying, expansion. I thought that they really need to have the 12 teams solid, but definitely the Golden State has set a blueprint on how to build a team from scratch and get off the ground running. Golden State leads the league in attendance right now.
Well, I was talking to Sloan Martin. I was talking to Sloan Martin, and she says that the Golden State facility is phenomenal. But to me, I'm so happy for these women because, you know, even before Golden State, the new facility that the Vegas Aces ended up, I mean, that just off the charts.
Oh, man. Oh, and Phoenix got one, too.
Mm.
Phoenix unveiled that last year when doing the All-Star game. So it's definitely the WNBA had to have that kind of investment. You just can't have them playing, practicing at some I don't want to say a community center. You know, that's where they practice at. That's ridiculous. They should have a facility right where they play at. And so, you know, the Lynx got one across the street. that has made a difference, because now they don't have to worry about, well, can we get in the gym because they got a concert set up? No, you got your own facility. You know, you can use that.
Yep.
So that is very important. That's showing the investment that was needed. So now can they keep building on that? You know, I think the media coverage needs to be better. I mean, it's sad that the Star Tribune have a single story about the Lynx in the paper yesterday. That didn't make no sense at all.
Mm.
You know, so it's still that issue. You know, you still don't see this team who is actually maybe the hottest team in the league right now. You don't see them worthy as a story, you know. So we don't write three stories on the Wolves and one story on the Twins. No story on Lynx. That makes no sense. So we still got those mountains to climb.
Yeah. I'm so happy for, and she's been as good as advertised, Paige Bekkers, the number one overall pick by the Dallas Wings. She's an NBA All-Star Game starter. Congratulations to her. I've been a Paige fan for years. I've never met her to this day, but at some point I know that I will. But she's been phenomenal, and I'm happy for her making the All-Star game, along with Nafisa Collier, of course. You knew she was going to make it. Caitlin Clark, phenomenal, knew she was going to make it. There's some really talented players that will be a part of this All-Star festivities.
Yeah, it's going to be another star-studded All-Star game. I told you this before, Henry. I think the WNBA All-Star game might be the best All-Star game out there because the two teams play competitively to win. It's not a lot of showboating. There's not a lot of, you know, loosey-goosey stuff. They both are trying to win, and I like that competitiveness. I mean, you know, and it's always been good games. I've never seen a bad game, an All-Star game. Never seen one. So,
hey, let me ask you this real quick before we let you go. What did you make of, or what have you made of both the Wolves in their NBA draft picks, and secondly, what they've done in free agency so far?
I'll be honest. I don't know who the two guys they drafted. So I can't tell you anything about that. I can't tell you. I can't talk. I'm glad they kept Reed. I'm glad they keep Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that you didn't know where it was going to go with. You know, Reed was acting like he didn't want to – he wanted to start his money, but I think he realized it's the best place for him. And I think Randall settled in that I think he felt he had found a home as opposed to getting in and out. So those moves is great. They couldn't keep Nall. Nall's look like he's going to be gone on signing trade.
No, he already.
Atlanta.
No, he's. Well, is it going to be a signing trade or is it just him signing there?
I think they was talking about signing trade. It might be just him.
Yeah, they were talking initially about a sign and trade, but the report tonight from Shams, they said 4 years, 62, but they didn't say it was a sign and trade. But you never know, because for him to get the maximum amount of money that he could be able to get, you would think it'd be a sign and trade.
That's, I think so too. So I think
so.
That,
we'll see.
You know, he will see. But you know, and Luther, you know, Luther is gone too.
He went to Boston.
Went to Boston. So
yep.
Yeah, the moves have been good. I mean, now you got to put it all together. You know, but I can't answer the question about the two draft picks. I just don't know.
Well, no.
Who they are.
Look, I don't know much about those kids either, other than the fact that we know that they the highlights that we've seen. But I'll say this about the highlights, or not even about the highlights, but I'll say this just about acquiring them. I'm happy that we got those guys, because I believe for us to move forward, you got to take some swings with guys with massive potential and upside. To me, you look at their skill sets, you're going to have to replace Rudy, and you're going to need bigs anyway. And those two kids at 18 years of age, massive upsides.
And you're in a position where you can do that too.
Yep.
You know, you're in a position that you can stash them for a couple of years and then get you, you know, and make that run again. Yeah, so no, but I saw them last night. They were at the Lynx game. But I couldn't tell you who they are. I couldn't tell you anything more than that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, Charles, man, I appreciate the time tonight, and be well, and have fun and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
As well as you. You have to enjoy this weather now.
I'm going to try to. All right, I appreciate it. That's Charles Hallman joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final couple of minutes here on the Lake Show. All right, final couple of minutes here on the Lake Show. From the 612, when I was talking about Alana Smith, my man, Samon Smith, hey, bro, we can agree, but you got to back off. That's all me. That's all me. Don't even think about it.
Wow. Okay.
Come on now. And she's a damn good player.
Yeah, like, she's like, really good player.
No, I'm dead. She's outstanding. And beautiful, but she can play. Like, she's, you know, a post player. She gets the tough rebounds. She defends in the post. She's a willing passer. And she can actually step out and knock down some shots, too.
One thing that impressed me last year was just how tough she was. I think it was like every game. It just looked like she go to the locker room and you're like, I didn't think she'd be back. And next thing you know, you see Alana Smith. I'm like, how did she come back? And I mean, sometimes you need those players that are just, they're going to go through hellfire and brimstone. And she seems like she's one of those players, like the ultimate team player, because she'll do anything you want. And she is tough as nails, like absolutely tough as nails.
The only thing that concerns me a little bit about with her is that when she makes a mistake, like a turnover, or she misses a couple of shots, her confidence goes quick.
Yeah.
I need her to keep up with her confidence. Like I'm telling you, she's a little, I don't want to say fragile, because I'm not trying to say she's a fragile person or anything, but we've seen when they had the
it
game.
It can snowball in a hurry against her.
The first game they lost this year, was that against Seattle?
They lost. Yeah,
she missed a bunny. Missed a layup.
Yes, she
and
did.
She got down on herself.
Yeah.
And you can see in the huddle, I'm like, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep your head up.
Yeah, everybody's going to miss shots. And, I mean, she's so important to this team because she does a lot of different things that, I mean, she fills a lot of different roles. And you can't win without players like her. You just can't.
No. I'm with you. All right, that's essentially going to wrap up the show. For the next two nights, we've got Final Pitch. I'm feeling good. I think that even though the Twins didn't win in Detroit, I'm feeling better about the team. I feel like eventually we're going to get back to .500.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad about last night at all.
So I'm in a better place with the Twins.
It's Miami.
Hopefully they won't let me down here the next couple of nights. Next couple of nights, we've got, is it a 5-10 first pitch?
5-10 first pitch.
And then we've got Final Pitch after the show. We'll talk to you then. After the game, rather.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.